from Easton, Pennsylvania. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. My name's Camille, and you're listening to Camille Spiel. So each week, I like to have a theme on here, and this week's theme is going to be love. So I love to talk about love. I think most people do. It's a pretty special thing, and I mean, if you're looking back at history, every book, every song, every poem relates back to this big idea of love. Shakespeare wrote 154 sonnets just about love, about his life, and I think it's the most meaningful thing. I think it's amazing, and I mean, we just need to embrace it because I think it's such a good thing, and it really makes our society what it is. So I'm going to start off today with these two songs that I just think are lovely. Here Comes Everything I Am Is Yours by Villagers and Kiss Her You Fool by Kids That Fly. Enjoy.
Just a man tipping on the wire, tightrope walking fool, balanced on desire. I cannot control these ever-changing ways, so how can I be sure help you on
telling you forgot something. It's worth more than you are thinking. Don't be a fool. Tell her you think she's cool. Stop waiting for a fairy tale to take you away. Don't wait for someday.
I gotta say, that's just a great song. So, this next song is called Like or Like by the Miniature Tigers. And so basically the premise of the song is the person singing it can't tell if this person likes them or wants to be more than friends with them. And I think that's a really big thing, like in rom-coms and all these things. The question is, like, do they like me? And it could all be solved, like, with communication. I mean, look at today. Everything is about communicating. You can talk to, like, 45 different people at once. The social network is insane. Everyone's connected. And it still is crazy that people just can't communicate about what they're thinking. So, if you're looking for it, this is your sign to tell someone you like them. All right.
Just for winter, even though it was the middle of June.
Hello again. So this next song, I think, is the ultimate love song. I think it's the best love song of all time. This is the song I think this is what should be playing at your first dance at your wedding. This is what should be playing when you're coming home and you just feel so happy to see someone. Etta James' voice is incredible. It's like velvet. It's like a cupcake. It's just wonderful. I don't know how else to put it. So here we have At Last by Etta James.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over. Wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that
that song's just a breath of fresh air. I don't know how else to put it. So this next song is called Hey Lover by Wavy, and I think it's just this upbeat song, and it's just great, and it's just people talking to each other, and just this person being like, hey, I love you. I know, I love nicknames. I love having little just like things to call people. I worked at a summer camp. I called all the kids little nicknames because it's so much better than their actual name. I grew up with my parents having about 45 different names for me at any given moment. I just think, don't call someone by their name. Call them by a nickname. That's your challenge for the rest of the day. So here's Hey Lover. See you, lovers.
Just the way you are. For rest of my days. Now you shouldn't have to worry, girl. Love's no problem in my hands. Just know I really, really love you. And in your heart, I'd be a big man.
Hey, lover, won't you treat me right and be with me tonight? Just give me true love and understanding. True love.
Hello again. So this next song is called I'll Call You Mine by Girl in Red. So basically, think about something you love. Is it a pet? Is it a piece of clothing? Is it a book? Is it a water bottle? We all have a water bottle. We just love us slightly more than other water bottles. Mine's currently sitting next to me. It's gray. It's wonderful. So you want to call something yours. You want to have something. I think part of the human condition is just to want to have something to call your own and have that security of knowing that you're just comfortable with it. So enjoy this song. See you soon.
Sitting in the back seat, we're driving so fast. Hands out the window, we're not going back. Summer on a green hill, laughing so loud. Taking my body and you're taking
alright guys, so for this next section of this episode of Camille's Spiel, we're going into anti-love songs. So, not everyone's happily in love. It just happens to be that way. But there's such good music for all those people who just want to listen to it. Everyone, I think everyone, no matter if you like country music or not, has screamed along to Carrie Underwood's, I forget the name of the song, but you know which one I'm talking about, where she dug her heel into the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive. You know what I'm talking about. So this first song is called Choke, by a band called I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. It sounds alarming, I know, but just listen. It's good, I promise. This next song is one of my favorite songs of all time. Just listen, it's so beautiful, I swear. This is Without Me by Raylan Baxter.
Sandra, I'm ready to go. I don't want to be here anymore. You're wasted and I'm bored. I suppose I'll show myself back to the door. Do you remember yesterday?
Did the conversation we had about life just float away? I sat you down, I chose to say, you're gonna be better off without me in the way. You see everybody running around, losing their mind. You wanted me to hang around and now I'm losing mine. A thousand days and you'll be doing fine without me. Without me. Life is wonderful on my own. A million hours left to waste in a warm window. But all I ever wanna do is fall in love, to reconvene with every dream that I've been dreaming of. You see everybody running around with their head in the clouds. All of us are doing our best to figure it out. A thousand tears and you'll be doing fine without me. Without me. Thinking about you, all the curiosities near and far. What color is your hair? How I miss the way you stare. Do you still drive around your golden car? Do the birds still sing outside your window? Is the mandolin I gave you still in tune? To this day you've never tried to get in touch with me, and I've never tried to get in touch with you. You see everybody running around in a crazy crowd. It's hard to hear when everyone's shouting out. A broken heart is never hard to find, but darling, is it yours or is it mine? All in all, I hear you doing fine without me. Without me. La di da, la di da.
Now that's how you do a song. So this next song is called Home for the Summer by Sarah Case. It's a really great song, and I just think it's so true because right now we're all at this time, or at least for me, I'm a freshman in college, where everything's changing and it feels good to go back home for a minute and kind of enjoy some time there with your great friends, the people you love, who you've known your entire life. So part of me is looking forward to being home for the summer. So enjoy this song.
We started getting close freshman year when all our friends were smoking cigarettes and we couldn't stand that secondhand smoke. So we'd leave and drive around until you had to drop me off at home. I swear that was yesterday, but in 2 weeks I'd be moving south and you'd be moving to a town that I had never heard of. I wish we had more time, why did I ever want to grow up? You said you'll see me.
Hey guys, new song. So this next song is by one of my favorite artists of all time, Ricky Montgomery. He's singing with a band called The Honey Sticks, and it's called I Don't Love You Anymore. I just think it's a great song because it's kind of upbeat, and the whole thing is that he's happy not to love this person anymore. His life's better because they're not there, and I think that's a perspective we don't see very often because, you know, prioritizing yourself is the best thing. So I'll see you in 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Hi, everybody. This next song is going to be I Melt With You by The Modern English. I listened to the song while I was getting ready for school every single day of the second half of my sophomore year of high school. I'm including it just because it reminds me of a really happy time in my life, and honestly, I felt like I became who I am today when I was listening to this song. I felt like it gave me motivation. It just has that great beginning, those drums, nothing's better. And I hope you love it as much as I do. So I'll see you in a few.
Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. It's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of
Hey guys. So, if you've ever been sad, ever, in the 21st century, I'd say, you know Hozier. He's an incredible artist and wrote this song, Like Real People Do, which I just think is a gorgeous, gorgeous song. Everything about it is calming. It reminds me of the month of March. It reminds me of a nice breeze that just makes you feel like happy and shy and everything good in the world. So I hope you enjoyed this song. Talk to you in a few. Hey again. So these next two songs are older songs, and they're just stunning, genuinely. I don't know if anyone's seen the Kennedy Center performance of Aretha Franklin singing A Natural Woman live, just in her glory, wearing a gorgeous fur coat, and everything's just wonderful and so regal. I think there's even a video of President Obama just crying at it. This song is just stunning, and I'm excited to play it for you all. The next song is La Vie en Rose, and this is Emily Watts' cover of it. It's comforting and kind of reminds me of the Disney movie Ratatouille, or the Pixar movie. Not sure. Don't sue me. But it's just wonderful. So let yourself be comforted, relax, and enjoy these next two songs.
To feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired.
We are almost at the end of another episode, so thank you guys so much for listening to me. But to close it off, I think one of the best performers, lyricists, anything of love is Billy Joel. I love listening to the song walking around New York near Rockefeller Center. I think it's just wonderful, and I don't know how to quite put it into words. I hope you know what the feeling is. If you don't, I hope to try to share it with you through this song. So here is just the way you are.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion, don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation, never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. I promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
Thank you guys so much for listening. It means the world, and I'm glad to get to share my Sunday afternoons with you all. Have a great and productive week. We're almost to November, which is crazy, and I look forward to talking to you all on Halloween. Have a good one. Bye, everyone.